You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is Wig Hackers with Daniel Coy, your number one podcast for wig hacking to help you work smarter, not harder. You get a look behind the scenes at what goes on the hair side of the entertainment industry. You never know where my rants will go, so stay tuned. Hey guys, welcome back to the Wig Hackers podcast, and boy, do I have a special guest for you today. I am so stoked. Wait till you see, well, you really can't see, but wait till you hear what is happening in our world. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Jasmine Willis to the show.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Welcome, yes. So first and foremost, well, how about you, I don't want to say give me your pitch, but give me your, what you're doing and why you're doing it. Let's tell the people. I didn't tell them anything, obviously, because I don't do like a pre-show, like warm up. I just let it go. So I'm very excited for this one, guys. So this one, and you know, I have a little obsession with makeup, as that is all of my makeup. And this is never being, that is all. All right, hit it. What are you doing?
Yeah, so my name is Jasmine Willis. I'm starting a beauty brand called Neo and Noel. What we're trying to do is kind of bridge the gap between clean and color. So this kind of came to the idea of where I'm someone who's so obsessed with clean makeup. Like I don't know, every time like a clean brand will come out with something, I just like buy it all. Like, I don't know why, I just have like an obsession with clean makeup. And then, but it came to a point where like I was having to mix like 2-3 different colors like to find my right shade. And I was like, oh, this is so unfair. Like other people, you know, everyone else, you know, lighter skin people, they might have their, they might have a shade perfect for them. For me, whether it's like foundation, it's lipstick, a bronzer, I usually have to mix colors. And so And you know, it kind of all exacerbated when like the Black Lives Matter movement happened this past summer, and you know, everyone was trying to share like black brands to buy from, and I was like, of course I want to put my money in the hands of other black people. And but there were no clean makeup brands. I was like, wow, like I really have no options. Like either we're not like giving the opportunity to create these beauty brands, and also there's no options available in the clean realm,
right? So let's what is clean? What is your definition of clean? I know there is an industry standard, but I want to know your definition of clean.
Yeah, my definition is kind of a mix of safe synthetics and natural ingredients. So, you know, some lipsticks you might see like all organic or fruit pigments to make that color. But it, sometimes, you know, with that organic ingredients, it can still have like some toxins in it, some pesticides. So it's not actually clean. So it might be a pure ingredient, but it kind of along the supply chain, it gets laced with some other stuff. So my idea is safe synthetics and nothing that's linked to cancer or organ toxicity. And and then always cruelty free, of course. I feel like
Beautiful.
That's kind of standard now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, go ahead.
Yeah, you're coming out with nude lipsticks. What is how are you rolling out the brand? What's your ideal vision? Like first you're doing the lipsticks, what, and then Like, where are you in the beauty world? Like, what are you covering? Lips, the full line?
Yeah, so I want to start with just nude lips. Mm-hmm. And I also want to kind of dive into reds, a red for every different shade.
Yeah.
And then I kind of want to move away from the lip category. I don't want to be stuck into the lip. So mm-hmm. I want to work on eyeshadows. I know there's not a lot of really good, like, high performing eyeshadows for people right now. Yes. And in the clean. Realm. Yeah. And yeah. I don't know, maybe we'll move into like foundation, concealer, but right now my mind's really just on lips and kind of eyeshadows.
Lips and eyes. Yeah. I was working with Ariel Kimball and we literally scoured the world for clean makeup. And she also had to look clean. She was playing a cop, you know, good old cops. But like, it's not easy. You know what I mean? Like, it is not a easy niche. It's technically a niche, like, to get in. And like, just because it has the green bunny doesn't necessarily mean it's clean, you know what I mean? And so I feel with your brand, and especially with lips, first and foremost is a calling, right? Because either you have it or you don't. So
yeah,
and that's how you can complete the look.
Lips especially, like if you go to the clean at Sephora section, every brand, there's not too many brands clean at Sephora, but none of them are like a good skin tone for people with my shade. So I'm like a mid deep, I guess, tan deep color. And there's people even deeper than me. So, you know, if it doesn't even go up to my shade, then super.
Yeah, how is it?
Yeah.
So what, let's give a little background. How did you get here to creating your own nude lip line?
Yeah, so, like I said, it was I've always been in the back of my mind that I loved makeup, I love business, but I never put like two and two together. I was just like, I'll do my office job, and then on the weekends I'll do my makeup. I'll keep the two separate. Then I started playing with the idea, like what if I could do this myself? Started looking into it, and like, it's not too difficult, but the one thing is like, when you have more shades, that's when the costs go up. So with mine, I wanted to do 20 shades, and you know, that goes up, like, you know, I'm sure anyone
does.
it goes up pretty fast, which is why like, we're trying to launch our Kickstarter, kind of raise some funds.
Yeah.
So it kind of came to that, where I put like my artistic side, my creative side, and the business side, kind of put those two and two together. And I, from then on, like, I just, it's been my passion since.
And when did the aha moment, when did it was like, I'm doing it? Like, when was that? When was that?
Do you remember? I really think it was like, it was this past June. Like, I know this is accelerating quickly. That was not too long ago, but it had been in the back of my mind. But then June, and then, you know, everything with the Black Lives Matter movement and everyone trying to share Black owned brands.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, this is like, I'm a woman of color. I want to start a business, like, and I see a white space. So I'm like, okay, maybe I will dive right in. And I dove right in.
Oh my gosh, this is great. First and foremost, I am stoked. 20 colors, first and foremost, is no little feat. I started my own hair brand, so I understand. I'm giving you all the support and credit and as much cheerleading as you need, because I understand what it is like to, you know, start from literally nothing. So I'm super excited to have you on the podcast, that we can get some crowdsourcing and get this up and running, because I feel there is such a huge hole on, I think, every aspect of the beauty industry, be it, you know, retail market, be it, you know, on television, film, you know. I know makeup artists, you know, can create that color, but why are we still creating? Unless people are that needing to be that creative, I think it should, I think we should have it. I think we should have some staples already, you know, that actually work. And I'm so stoked for these 20 shades. Now, how are you determining them? What is your process to be like, okay, this is the one? Do you know what I mean? Like that.
Yeah, so I kind of divided the major skin tone groups into like six different groups. So from like the fairest to like the deepest dark. And I just kind of put up pictures of people within that shade range, like different undertones, different lip pigments. And so mostly I started with celebrities and I said, I really like this celebrity in this skin tone group and I love her nude lip. So I kind of just save that color. I think you put it in like, you can just type like, pick your color on Google and then you take that picture, you put it in and it'll tell you what color it is. That's how I found like my Pantones, like the colors I need. Mm-hmm. And so I took a bunch from each shade range, each six different groups, and then I kind of boiled it down from like, it started off with like 50 colors and I boiled it down and 24 and then down to 20. So that's kind of how, I'm very visual. So like, just using pictures of celebrities and boiling it down.
Oh, that's kind of great. So 20 is still a huge number. I'm at 12 products and it's like already down to like 9. So like, can it go further? Have you tried or are you set on 20?
You know, I would love to do like, I feel like 24, 25 is a good number too, but on one hand, not only the cost of making that many shades, but also I didn't want to overwhelm people. Like, you know, sometimes there's brands that are like 40, 50 foundation shades, which is great. But you know, sometimes like if you don't have anyone to help you like shade match, or if you don't have any shade finder quiz, then it can be really like overwhelming to find a shade. So I want to find something where not too overwhelming, but something just like anyone can find, you know, their color.
When sorry guys, I'm literally doing this, guys. So this is a real podcast, as you know. It's not gonna change. I'm still gonna make I can't hear anything. No, this is great. No, I mean, I'm normally like my chair's only creaking, like AC's on, I'm sweating, you know, plus size model over here. But so what, how did you get from business? What did you do in the business world? Do you mind me asking?
Is that too my background is I studied film and entrepreneurship so film was my major, entrepreneurship was my minor. And then I kind of wasn't finding a passion in either. So I just decided like, let me get some office experience just to like, it'll take me to any job, you know? And then so I started working at a law firm and just started as, you know, just the receptionist. And I kind of quit my way up to like the office manager and the HR. And it became like where me, like little old me, was running like all the operations at this law firm. And I was like, I don't know how it got down to me. Like, I'm not an attorney. Like, this is not like what I want to do in my life. But that's what it came down to. And I kind of, from that, like I learned how to run like a full operational business just from doing those jobs. So if like that's really like, it's like the stars aligned, like I learned the business experience at the same time where I found, you know, my passion in makeup.
How many lipsticks do you have in your repertoire right now?
probably six. I'm like a big lip gloss girl right now.
Oh, okay. When you said nude, you meant it. You said nude gloss. Got it. Yeah. What are you trying to, do all different sheens of it? Are you trying to just do like matte finishes? What kind of finishes are you having like a classic? What's your?
Yeah, this first one, I really like a creamy matte. Like if one's familiar with like KKW nudes, like creamy, super moisturizing. Like I love that to start with. But the clean space doesn't really have matte liquid lipsticks.
No, they're all like chemical. So it stays on and doesn't come up on the napkin.
I know. So that's like the hard part of clean too. Like we gotta, you know, the science isn't all the way there yet. So we have to do the extra work. That out too.
You started finding chemists? That was my most horrible experience in the world.
Gosh.
Can kill me.
Isn't it scary? Like, it's, I don't know, intimidating. Like, but I think, you know, at first it's a little difficult because at first everyone's like, what? You want to do 20 shades? Oh my God. Like, usually a new person will just do one or two, three.
Right.
Like,
soft launch.
I'm like, I know it's a lot to start with. I understand that, but I feel like it's just what's needed. Like, I can't start off with five. It would kind of undermine the message.
Yeah,
by not starting off with that full range, I feel like it doesn't make sense to me. So I have a few feelers out there, and there are some, luckily I live in Southern California, so there's a lot of options.
Yes.
There's people interested. We just gotta, once we get our funding, and then we'll move on to the chemist part too.
Yeah, well, if you need someone, I have someone as well. I don't know how clean they are, but I'm sure, it's chemists, so they have to know something. I mean, same process that I went through with all of the products.
Right.
I feel sorry. I'm like, good luck to you. Now, with all of the brands that are out there now, and I know you're going to be doing the clean, what is going to set you apart? Because I know, like, let's just take, for example, like Rihanna came out with like 150,000 foundations. You know what I mean? So are you worried about going up against like people that have so much like disposable income, I'm just gonna call it, like to like put into like the whole kit and caboodle? Like, how are you overcoming those fears?
Yeah, the beauty industry is super, it's saturated for sure. But I think how I'm different is just, I think there's a big community of clean, like people who love clean makeup, and I think it's growing every day. And I think the brands, at least the brands that I know and love and that I see at Sephora, they're not including, like, the beauty founders are not women of color, so they might not have the experience of like trying the shades on certain skin tones, or just trying it on themselves. They don't know what it's like to look washed out or have it look ashy on you. And I feel like I have that experience, like I have that personal experience. So, and I know that when you look at brand social media, a lot of the times, you know, people with darker skin tones, they want to see like, hey, what will this lipstick look on me? Or like, what will it look like me? And a lot of the times, these brand
representations.
They're not really making like content, including darker skin people. So that's what I really want to do, is like, I want to show like, you know, swatch videos, like at least that's what I do. Like when I'm buying a new product, like I'll look up on YouTube, like swatch of this makeup on similar skin to dark skin tone. And a lot of the times, like, there will not be like people of my color. So I'm like, I have to like wing it and see if it works on me. So I know a lot of people base their makeup buying habits on that. So I really want to create good content. You know what I mean? So people can find something to relate to before they buy it, so they're not nervous, like, oh, will this look good on me? You know, will this show up on me?
Oh, I love that a lot, actually. I think that could, especially now in the world of social media and everything that we're doing now with, you know, with Black Lives Matter and all these prominent points that have not been touched upon, like, period. I know from the hair world, just having texture on national television has been crazy. Like fight. Like, I'm like, no, but that's how their hair goes. You know, and so I understand, I sympathize 100% on not being able to see yourself with that color. You know, and that's why, like, I jumped on it. I didn't even have to think about it. I'm like, yes, you're coming on the show. Like, that literally just, it catches me, because I don't know, I just care. I mean, like, I want everyone, like, I know what it's like to be singled out and like being outcast. So like, everyone should have everything they ever wanted. I mean, it's the, like, what are we, 29,000th century? Like, we got this covered. I mean, we have 14,000 different types of water.
I know.
I'm sorry, water? Okay, but we can't get a nude lipstick to match. Like, those are just things that I think we should have, right? And how did it come about to just start with lipstick, not eyeshadow, or not like foundation? Like, how did you get there?
Yeah, so at least with color matching, I've had, I think, the worst luck with my lipsticks. Like, I can probably find, I mean, I don't wear too much foundation, but I can probably find something that works, and there's enough. I think people realize, like, okay, Fenty Beauty, they've made their mark, 40 foundations, so now we all have to come out with a lot of foundations. Mm. I think people are kind of forgetting about lipstick too. Like,
yeah,
there's still the idea of a universal nude lip is still kind of like widely what people think that's out there. And I still see brands like, just yesterday I was in CVS and I saw a brand, something like one nude shade for all. I'm like, one nude, that makes no sense. So
that
I think
makes no sense.
Yeah, so no one's really thinking of, I mean, people are thinking of it, but it's just not out there that we need to have more shades of nude lip. Yes, yeah. Foundation. Yes, concealer, but we have to remember the lips too. And that's what I have, that's what I wear the most is lipstick. So that's kind of like why it was so, you know, such a hot topic in my mind.
Yeah, I this brings me to the ballerina slipper. I feel it's literally like coincides just with that. Like, you should do a collab with them. How they just, what Capizio just came, was it Capizio? Let's not quote that one. But there is a brand, I think it is Capizio, that now has come out with a full spectrum of pointe shoes in every color to match, like, Prima Ballerinas are no longer just white. So I think that would be a great little thing, like, that marketing, just look, I have goosebumps for that for you. Like, that literally could be a beautiful, like, segue into, like that whole realm, you know? Get all the Prima Ballerinas with their own matching. Yeah. Oh, I like
that.
That'd
be awesome. Oh my God, yeah, I'm gonna credit you on that. For sure. That's a good
idea. No, I was just thinking, because that was a big thing. Also, undergarments was a big thing for theater. Like, not having, like, a nude undergarment to match any other color besides, you know, the pink, you know, the ballet thing. So this is just, I think it is so relevant in the climate that we're in with, you know, Black Lives Matter. It's just so important that we have exposure to everything. And I feel the generations to come need to start to see it more. And you're a pioneer in, you know, the nude industry of nude lips. You know, and you're taking it to, truthfully, the extremes. And I mean, you are literally, I'm only talking so passionately, guys, because I understand where she is. I understand where you're sitting and the hurdles you're gonna have to do. You know, this is not like let me just make a lipstick. You know, like, I know people, like, you can, the white labeling, like, that is not what we're talking about. You know, like, we are not just putting a good old slap a label on something and call it mine. Like, you're actually going to be developing each formula, each color, and then to make it clean.
Yeah, that's a lot. Luckily, I think, yeah, labs are kind of, they're catching up with it a little bit. You know, a lot of them are, they advertise that they're cruelty free and then they're clean at Sephora and all this stuff. So I think they're catching up a little bit. So I don't know, but clean beauty does get such a bad rap for not working as well. You know, not being so.
That is true. To be honest, I'm not even like when I was working. Like, I the last couple shows, it's been requested. You know, actor requests, which is fine. But it's like, it looks great when you swatch it. But then by the time you're done swatching and you're like moved on to, you go back, you're like, ooh, where is it? You know?
Exactly.
So I think there's room for improvement. There's room in, especially the clean world, you know, hair product included. I'm not even gonna like lie on that one. Like, what hairspray that's clean, that's not gonna use alcohol. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's just like, so then, and that's where you're like, clean synthetics, like, I really enjoy that word, actually. Like, I kind of want, like, you should if that is not trademarked,
safe synthetics.
Yeah, like, not even, because that's what we need. Like, I think that's the only way we can go about it. It's not a, like, and knockoffs, everyone talk about knockoff colors, like, that's a whole nother podcast, to be honest. So what is your timeline? When do you want, when are you going? When are you I mean, we're slowly going up, right? You're chugga chugga chewing. Like, when's your date?
So So like, it's funny, we're on set right now. We're shooting some content for it. We're getting ready for our Kickstarter, which is going to be launching. We're aiming for November 10th.
Great.
The Kickstarter, kind of just like building community and making people aware of it. So, and hopefully we reach our fundraising goal so that this can happen. But that's November 10th. And then, of course, I'm sure, as you know, with the chemists, like, it'll take a while to develop your formula and the testing and the shade matching. Yes. So that's a whole feat in of itself. But so hopefully early to mid 2021.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's, you know, I'm hoping for the best. That's not including hiccups, but I'm hoping for early to mid 2021, which is sooner than you think. Let's hope.
I mean, as we're like quarantined right now, you know, in this beautiful world, I mean, time's going by. It's already been 6 months. Like, that's like,
no,
like it's already Christmas. But yeah, let's give them some stats and where you are, like where they can find you first off, because we want to start the movement now, like get in now so that we can help support and help, you know, really push these huge topics. And I feel your media kit really does go extremely well for what you are putting out there in the world. And I can see so many people jumping on board with this. I mean, this is just me, like over here, just, you know, my little.
That makes me so happy to hear that.
Yeah, I really do. And I feel your right place, right time, and right channel type thing. You know, like this would be the time to do it if there was ever to be a time. And now, like, good old Kickstarter is gonna be coming November 10th. So what we'll do is it will definitely be in the link. Wherever you found this podcast, wherever you're listening, click the link so we can get that up and running. And then also your social media, let's go over that. Neo and Noel, N-E-O, and spelled out N-O-E-L. So this is pivotal for a brand. I know everyone has to have a social media following. I know some people say, oh, it doesn't matter, but I feel you're doing a grassroots campaign and you are crowdfunding, which is amazing, so that people can be on the journey. And I'm sure you're gonna have super duper like entry things, and I mean 20 lipsticks. I mean, that alone is, I'm not sure if I'm more scared for you, if I'm more happy for you, just because I know where I am.
Right. I'm scared and happy for myself. I'm mostly scared for myself, to be honest. I'm remaining positive.
Yeah, this is the time to do it. And I tell all of my, like, if not now, when? Like, guys, like, the universe is literally letting us be like, and you're done. Yeah. So this is the time to go out on that limb. I'm very stoked. Also Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and TikTok. I'm very excited. I've been trying to do TikTok. They haven't. Good old.
Yeah, I don't know how they edit on there. I'm just like not hip enough for it, but we're gonna try. I grew up with social media, so I think I can figure it out. The old college guy.
Oh, at least you can. I've been trying and it's not, it's definitely something. I mean, if you want to laugh, definitely check it out. Because I'm literally just, you know, dancing around doing like whatever's on my phone.
I know.
So let's go back to, how did you come up with your name?
Oh, so, I have a visitor. Hi. I have a visitor. That's my boyfriend. Please. You can cut that out if you need to, or you can just roll with it. So Neo and Noel. So Noel is just like a name I've always loved. I don't know why, like, don't even have a deep meaning for it. I just love the name Noel. And then I kind of want to incorporate another name that worked nicely with it, and kind of figured Neo means new. And this is kind of like a new thing we're doing. Clean is new, diverse shade range is new. All of this is kind of new. So Neo and Noel.
I love it so much. Oh my gosh. So guys, I want you to check out her Kickstarter. It is going to be uber fun, so you can actually see how, I don't know what content she will be posting, hopefully a ton of it, especially the process of coming out with your own line, which I know everyone is an entrepreneur now, so I know everyone loves to see those behind the scenes. I know I love watching them because I'm like, oh, I've been doing it wrong my whole entire career on my own job. That's great. I've been doing it wrong. And from TikTok, like that alone, like just scrolling through TikTok on the business, like the business side, they have the gay side, they have the black side, they have the white, like every side has a side in TikTok. And once you, and theater side, and it's absolutely hysterical. But let's, once again, we want them to go to Instagram, right?
Yes. Yeah, we're primarily active on Instagram right now. I'm sure we'll be rolling out other platforms, but yeah, find us on Instagram to start off with.
Yeah, so we're gonna do Instagram November 10th. That is the Kickstarter kick launch. I mean, that's what you're doing. So is there a place that they can go and start to sign up if they want to get emails from you, that they can start like getting on board and amping up and telling their friends about it? Where should they go?
Yeah, so I would say start by following Neo and Noelle on Instagram. We will be, soon enough, we'll be launching our Kickstarter video, and then we'll have our mailing list that you can find. So start off on Instagram, and then we'll give you guys all the links that you need in the next coming week.
I love it so much. And then, of course, we're going to have to swing back around that we can actually see the progress, because, of course, I'm going to be following along. So I can see where it goes and how it goes, and truthfully where it goes, because you could go any which way, like who knows, who could truthfully just pick it up and go. I'm super stoked. I'm just going through all my questions to make sure that I hit all of my questions, because I am such a professional at this. Like, guys.
This is my first podcast, so.
Oh, this is great. Well, this is an easy one. I'm an easy host.
You're a great host so far.
Oh, you're the sweetest. Pull up for change. Can we talk about that?
Yeah, so Sharon Shooter, she's the founder of Yoma Beauty. Hope I'm pronouncing that right, Yoma Beauty. And she started the Pull It for Change movement on Instagram, where she started with beauty brands, encouraged them to say how many Black people, how many people of color do you have on your staff, and especially the executive level too.
Yeah.
And you know, almost all brands, like they said, sorry, we don't have any Black people in our executive employees. And in their regular staff, there's some people of color, but still, like, it really wasn't a great amount. And if you don't have people of color on your staff, then you kind of have blind spots in your product and your content. So it kind of forced these brands to take a look inwards and do some work and start hiring more people of color and just educating their own staff about why they need to diversify their employees.
I mean, I know in the hair world, it went absolutely haywire, you know, and people were putting them on blast, which they all should be, you know, and I mean, the beauty industry, hair and makeup, I feel just go so hand in hand, like it's just, that's what it is. Yeah. And I know for in my world, because I wanted texture, I love texture, just to find it on someone's social media to use as a reference photo. I'm like, hello? Like, are you kidding me? So I understand 2000%, and I want to make sure that we are talking about it and we are literally putting it in the forefront of our mind that we are all here. Like, this is it. This is, why is it taking it this long? That's why anyway, I'm not going to that right. But so I love this so much. I cannot give you any more warmth and love for doing this, because I know it is not easy. You know, like, it is not an easy thing, even if it is up and coming, just creating the concept, like, just how do you sleep, how do you like take a debt, like I know my mind goes a mile a minute and I'm Xanax ambient every night. So I would love to hear from another entrepreneur how they battle that brain.
Yeah, it's tough because, you know, I'm still doing my day job and I'm doing this on the side too. So it's like having two jobs, your mind's going like a mile a minute, like you said, and there's so much to think about. I feel like starting a brand is like, it's like building a house from scratch and not knowing how to build a house, like having to figure it out on the fly. That's what it feels like. But I don't know, just the research part is so fun to me. The having the vision of the end product in my mind, knowing, but I don't know, just to come home, like after I've done my stuff, like I'll work, I'll come home, and then I'll maybe do a little bit more work on my brand. And then I don't know, just watching something that makes me laugh and just like, you know, hanging out with my boyfriend, eating good food. Like that's how I kind of decompress.
Yeah.
Just veg out on the couch and then just laugh. Like that's my thing at least.
I love it so much. So guys, make sure you check out welcome to my life. Neo and Noel. Oh my gosh, why can't I?
There's a lot of N's and a lot of O's in there.
Legit. I'm like, Neo and Noel. Wow. Yeah. I'm gonna have to edit that. Neo and Noel. Make sure you check them out on social media so that you can see the progress and also to get your right shade. Hello. That's really what we need, to have your perfect nude lip. So until launch day, November 10th, make sure you sign up for their Kickstarter so that you can be in on the movement of having a new lip for everyone. And literally for everyone, not just one nude that's
not how it works. Fair skin, keep the skin. Like, that's what I like to say, everyone.
Everyone, I love it so much. Thank you so, so, so much, Jasmine, for being on today. And I will have you on again, of course, obviously, in a couple months. See where you are. See if your brain is falling out of your head like mine did. Because I definitely want to keep a tab on you. So to make sure you are taking care of yourself during this crazy cuckoo process you're going through. So guys, make sure you check it out. And until next time, thanks for listening.
Thanks for having me.
Yay!
Hey guys, I'm not sure that you know about the Spornet hairbrushes. So, funny thing is that I actually have had them in my kit for years now, like years. Thank you for listening to this episode of Wig Hackers. Did you get a chuckle out of this one? If you could hit that 5-star rating and share with your friends and coworkers, that'd be great. You never know who you're inspiring in the world, and I hope I'm inspiring you. Can't wait to have you laugh with me or at me on the next episode. Till then.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.